Okay, so what did strike you about week one?
It's about the kudos that we discussed, and we all basically said that they get far more recognition in terms of HE lecturers get far more recognition than we do. But I forgot to say, and I don't think it was mentioned. I mean, it's in my opinion anyway, a lot more rewarding, and you have a lot bigger stake in student success within this FE environment in terms of the personalized learning, personalized approach. You get to sort of work with your students rather than talk at your students. So that, I thought, was something that, well, I've missed to say, and upon reflection, I decided that's probably something that we haven't discussed.
Yeah, I think in terms of
advantages of HE in FE. Other than that, kudos go to HE lecturers.
Yeah. Regrettably.
Regrettably.
I think for me there was two things. The one was what we're talking about, research in HE, that there's obviously a lot of research that the lecturers in HE do. And then when you showed us some of the research papers that had been published in journals, they weren't as academic as I thought that they would be, like very fancy academic pieces of writing. And the one that you did show us, I thought I could probably write something like that. So it was quite encouraging to see that. And then the other thing that I found was quite interesting were the stats that we did, how many colleges do foundation degrees, how many HE students there are in the country and things. That was quite interesting as well, because some of them were quite a shock that when we looked at the numbers of it.
Can you remember how many students there are?
171,000, I think, and we thought there were much less. And then also with foundation degrees, only 50% taught in HE colleges, and we thought there were about 80%. So those numbers were quite interesting.
Good. Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Any final points then?
Okay. I was just going to go back with what Danielle was saying, that the statistics really stood out for me, and because I like facts and figures, and the 171,000 students studying in HE in colleges, I thought, wow, that's a massive figure.
Yeah.
And I actually thought when we were doing our, you know, when we were doing that fact finding thing, and I was thinking it was probably about under 10,000. So that was that's, you know, quite a massive thing. And then obviously the 266 colleges doing undergraduate courses, that kind of stood out for me as well.
Good. And, yeah. Right, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, well, that's a really good start.